watch the course. I fear I'll do some damage one fine day. But I would not be convicted by jury of my peers. Still crazy.
Ready to fight for no good reason. Some say I'm weak, Just.
Hey yo, started with a quarter, 2 weeks later, just, caught four O's. Down the G bundle every day before the store closed.
Just,
pray I find a connection just, to import those bricks of pure snow straight from the cartel, Lord knows. Send over 1,000 birds. You in the station writing statements till you out of words. Gave them the whole rundown. On the pussy niggas that we gunned down. Lord, please forget his fuck nigga somehow. He knows not what he do, but I'ma give him the drum now. What you niggas done now? Washed up, telling stories how you used to get money, but you a bum now.
Stamps get you a soda. Same chef in the mess hall. Used to chef up the Yola. Seeing lessons in every color.
I was in search.
I crashed the money blue joint and cop three others. My magazine on fleet. 60 rounds slip him off his feet. My high tops got red soles. Dome shot, leave your head blown. Mac-10 or the Mac-11. Dr. Stress is trying to put you back together. So many 12-12 veins, I could sell cracks forever. Hand in hand for new Margiela. Walking over bodies, I'm godly. The ace of space, sipping the pissy lobby.
How's it going, everybody? It is Clefstun. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we got a couple guests for the show tonight. Let's go around. We got Middleman over here. Say what's up.
What's up? I'm Middleman.
We got we got Glitterrod.
Hello.
We got, do you have a name? You haven't given me your name. We'll skip for now. Think of a name. We got Gonzo.
Hello, how to do?
Or did you have a different name? You could say it. Say it.
I mean, y'all can call me Leo, too.
All right, Leo or Gonzo, whichever you prefer to call him. And we got Daddy J in the corner.
Hi there.
And we'll be having a fun show for you guys. We do not have anything to talk about for the moment, but we continue on to some tunes in just a moment. We just had something playing by The Alchemist, and we'll be going down to a nice, peaceful relaxation with Mac DeMarco.
Goodbyes. Home
thought there were a next time. Easy conversation ain't exactly where we're at. It's so strange, decided how I feel about you. It ain't like going on without you. I'm home with moonlight on the river, saying my goodbyes. Home, there's moonlight on the river, everybody dies. Moonlight on the river, saying my goodbyes. I'm home. There's moonlight on the river. Everybody dies.
How's it going, everybody? We are back, and there's a break from a very long Mac DeMarco song. Now, have you thought of your name yet?
Yes.
Can you tell me what that name is? Can you tell the crowd?
You know what? I'm just, like, feeling very chill this winter. I love winter, so I'm going to go with Frosty. I'm Frosty.
All right, there we go. We got Frosty. So we have Middleman, we got Glitterod, we got Frosty, we got Leo, or Gonzo, and we got Daddy J. Yeah, we got Frosty on the air, you know, like Frosty the Snowman. All right. So I have a topic for y'all. You guys, it could be one of two things, and I'll just decide now. I won't tell you guys the two options. What is the how to phrase this? Your favorite Black Friday purchase that you've ever had since the holidays coming? And I'm pretty sure you guys have done at least maybe one Black Friday one, even if it was lame and you only have. What was the least lamest thing you got? That
Do
one
you have
only
that
time.
To be retail.
I guess not. I mean,
it, what about just something that was caused by Black Friday?
Elaborate.
All right, so I'm a big fan of Craigslist.
Okay.
And I remember at one point in El Paso that they were listing a bunch of new laptops. They were just coming out with a brand new, like, seventh gen processor for Intel.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of laptops were getting ditched by college students. And I managed to get my hands on about... No, yeah, I got my hands on a laptop for probably $120. At which point, and I mean, thanks for Black Friday. But again, I don't really like to go for the whole retail thing. That's a nightmare.
Nice. That was an interesting take on the Black Friday question. Does anybody else have a good Black Friday experience, I guess, since we're broadening the what it was? We got Jesse, middleman out here.
The best thing my family ever bought from Black Friday, it was a printer. We did not have a printer for a long time, and the elementary school that I went to did not let you print for free or at all because I just couldn't afford printers at that school. But yeah, we got a printer, and it just made, you know, school so much easier for me. But I don't have it now. I wish I had a printer.
Well, that was, a utility thing you bought rather than, like, a thing I guess you wanted? Or did you necessarily want the printer?
Needed a printer.
You needed? Okay, so it was more of a need than a want. But it's still just as valid. Anybody else have a good Black Friday? We got Glitterod reaching for the mic. What we got?
All right, so me and my family, in the past, we would go every Black Friday out shopping, stand in lines, like, for hours. Literally, day of Thanksgiving, be in line. So, one year... All my friends have Xbox 360s.
Uh-huh.
I'm the only one that still is playing on a Wii. So I'm out here in the cold, starting at like 7 p.m., waiting to try and get that Xbox 360.
Them first world problems.
Yeah, first world problems, right?
Was this on a Thursday?
Yeah, it was on Thursday. Okay. I skipped Thanksgiving.
What year was this? Do you know?
Ooh.
If it was Xbox 360 a while ago, but...
Yeah, I was probably like 14 or 15. So
14, 15? Okay.
Yeah, so like 5-ish, 6 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah. One of the best purchases that I made, got like 2 games, got the Xbox 360, it was like a huge deal. Waited in line for so long, it was freezing. Luckily, as soon as I got inside, it was like the first thing there. So yeah, it was definitely one of my best purchases.
Sick. Anybody else have, third take? So we got one from Springfield, now from Chicago, got one from El Paso, so now we gotta get a local point of view, I think, from Frosty?
Sure. So basically for Black Friday, growing up, I've just been all about all the new video games and game consoles coming out, but luckily I never had to worry about going to the store on Black Friday to get all of them, because at the time, my oldest brother, Ronnie, who's down in Texas, shout out.
shout out Texas.
he worked at GameStop, and he knew how to pull the strings to hook me up with all the... to hook me and my other brother up with all the new games and consoles. So literally, it's every Black Friday when he worked at GameStop, I would literally just give him a shopping list of like, hey, try and get these if you can, or hold it for me. Here's the money. Please help a bro out. I don't want to wait outside in the cold. And funny story, like, one of the worst parts about working retail is you have to work ungodly hours on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And of course, my brother working at GameStop,
He
had to do the midnight opening.
Oh.
And he had to open the store. And when he approaches the store trying to open the door, people thought he was cutting the whole line, and people were ready to tear him apart. And that was just like the most hilarious story ever. Like, people were just like, hey, how come he gets to cut in line? Or like, GameStop would have these funny rules where it's like, oh, you can only get one PS4. And then,
well, how's that a silly rule? I mean, that's just a, I think that's valid. Yeah. Not to hog the PS4s.
Let me live the American dream. I want my 36 PS4s.
I know. Like, what if I want 36 PS4s?
Yeah, exactly. What if you want 36 PS4s? And how about you, Daddy Joe? You got any cool experiences with Black Friday, or do you not? I don't really celebrate Black Friday that much. I've only done a couple. How about you?
I would say, I think back to the winter before freshman year of getting into Tufts, I bought this nice black coat that really kept me warm throughout the winter because, you know, no one else did.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just like,
oh my God, that's tragic. That is tragic. Oh, but, thank you for for sharing your experience that we may relate to, I guess. I don't know. I think the best thing, I think it's more of an experience rather than me going to the store, so I don't really go. But at the time, I had a PS3, and I was using the RGBA, you know, like the little AV adapters for video and audio. And my uncle's like, oh, I got this like HDMI cable for like $1. Do you want it? It's like, what's that? First time. I was like 12. I didn't know what the hell that was. But, and I was just like, whoa, like, this was, it was interesting. It was like, I don't know. Instead of using a bunch of cables, use one. I was like mind blown at the time. Like, wow, this is really cool. But anyway, I don't really do Black Friday, and we'll be returning to some tunes right now. Thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clefsa. I'm subbing in for Yam Session. We are on air. Thank you, everybody, for listening. How's it going, everybody? We are back. It is Klefsa. You are listening to, what is this again? Yam Session? I'm sorry, I'm just subbing in for someone, so I don't know what they're really called. I'm usually the Hawthorne instrumentalist, but of course I'm not playing that today. I'm subbing in. And we're reaching my usual sponsor of the hour. I know we usually call them, you know, advertisements, whatever. But I consider it a sponsor because I play it every hour that I'm here. And for some of you who don't know, I haven't been on air since May. So it's been a while. And this is just a fun thing I'm doing over Thanksgiving break. So here goes our hourly sponsor.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
And thank you for tuning in to that special little sponsor. We're going to be talking to some people in the crowd real quick. Who here, that's their first time listening to that sponsor? Who here? I think it's Middleman's, right?
Yeah,
and we got Frosty as well, I think, the first time. Glitterod, you know, you've heard it. Okay, so what are your thoughts? I always ask people if this is their first time listening to my sponsor. I chose them specifically, mainly because they're the shortest. Some of them are like a couple minutes long. But anyway, what are first thoughts on said
It's true, sponsor? Right? Like, we do end up getting punished more for marijuana possession instead of alcohol. I think alcohol possession is like a three-strike thing over here, right? Like something like that?
I actually have no idea.
It's something like that. Versus, like, I think marijuana is, like, something near, like, an immediate probation. Something like that.
I would not know. And how about you, Frosty?
Yeah, like, I just, like, don't understand the point because this is, like, because, like, alcohol has been shown to, like, do way more harm than marijuana. And then it's just, like, the fact that students are getting punished more harshly for alcohol possession is just very ridiculous. And then I know, like, for example, when students get caught with alcohol, it's basically just like a quick slap on the wrist, whereas if students get caught with marijuana, it's like, oh my god, you're in possession of drugs, like we need to report you to the highest authorities.
The highest authorities.
The
highest authority in the land. Thames.
And on that note, we're going to continue on to some tunes. And as some of you may know, it is now Wednesday, but on Tuesday, yesterday, or a couple hours ago, I guess, a sweaty man dropped a new song. And he's announced that he's going to release an album on the 30th of this month. Yeah, it's been a while. We've been starving, not listening to Sweaty Man, and we're glad that Sweaty Man's back, so shouts out. And here's the single. Oh, yeah.
Yep, yep, that's right. I'm running things.
Hold me down, hold me up, hold me close, cause when times are up, show they true colors, don't know who to trust. Mind working like the water when it rush. Growing for my father, bitter to his touch. Now I'm solely honored, living is a must. Artists for my mama till I'm dust. God gon' deal the karma, lost my trust in every man, no, many men got me in a jam. I be in my feelings, on the other hand, I just need a moment. Off of my condolence, smoking to the morning. Brody on the corner with a piece on his hip, give a warning for you blew it in the sky. Tiptoeing over mortar and a brick, bumping shoulders with the devil in disguise. Shoulder level water on the rise, twist 40s in the morning in the winter. I heard you got your sauce at the Enterprise. Evidently it was rented, but it's mine. Evidently it was written like Nas. I was in the kitchen with that nigga Mike. Gotta listen when I tell you, simmer down. 2 years I've been missing living life. You was wildin', every day was trash. Crackers piling in to rape the land. Early morning, wash my swollen hands. Hit the showers, cleanse my soul and crash. Tiptoeing over glass, Brody go too fast. Told him slow up, know I use so much of everything in hand. Except the difference is, now I control it.
that I be in the crib and in the moment stuck, sipping out the flask, feet up on the dash. I hit the split but don't promote it under overpass. No cap, sand falling out the hourglass. Grand total, it's a whole lot of raps. Quicksand, scrambling out of that. Go behind the back, switch hand, the fare's high. Niggas know they out of whack. Sterilize and click, paralyzed. Maritime niggas went every time. Wavy dying, tapping in. Savion Glover caught a couple L's, took them to the neck, motherfucker. Lot of blood to let, peace to make, fuck a check. Lot of blood to let, peace to make, give a fuck about a check. Lot of blood to let, peace to make, give a fuck about a check. Lot of blood to let, peace to make, give a fuck about it. Nigga, maybe.
Shouts out to Hawthorne, California. Yeah, so we're going to have a new topic to discuss with the group. And this is mainly geared to my interests, but are also geared to the interests of many in the room, or at least they have some sort of opinion on the thing, or the topic. So my question to Daddy J first. You ready?
No, but...
So, okay. Who are you most excited for in this new Smash Ultimate? To come, the new, any new, somebody new.
Oh, this isn't Weebish.
I think it's Weebish. Oh, it's my kind of Weebish. Nah? Geek. It's Geek? Alright. Alright, so it's Geekish. Alright, geek. I thought it was just because, you know,
I actually don't even know.
It's made by the Japanese. Just...
Alright, so we got Simon Belmont. We got Simon Belmont. We got Petey Pirano. We got King K. Rool.
Ken.
We got Isabelle.
Incineroar, my boy.
Incineroar. We got Ken. We have, who else?
We have, I don't know. Who else is new?
There's not a lot of them.
I did not know those characters were coming at all.
Ridley.
The characters.
Ridley.
Whoa. Oh, Ridley. Yeah. Oh, Dark Samus.
Dark Samus. Eh, but they're like an Echo
it's
Fighter.
It's a good Echo Fighter, yeah.
Daisy, if you're counting her as an Echo Fighter.
Yeah. Daisy is also an Echo Fighter. I would agree. We're still waiting on Waluigi. Sakurai, if you're listening.
Inkling.
We really want our guy. Yeah, oh, the Inkling. Yeah, I'm actually excited to play that one. That one seems interesting. But anyway, what are our thoughts? Say it. Just say it in the mic. We're missing anybody.
Leo over here. My favorite has to be Incineroar.
Oh, loved he's a big it. Pokemon guy.
Big Pokemon fan. And yeah, I love
how
that.
How many hours have you put into which Pokemon game on the Game Boy?
Oh, God, I don't want to. Oh. Probably my main would be Pokemon Emerald. That's where everything ends up because it's third gen.
How many hours have you put into that?
I mean, last time I remember checking, it was 240-something.
240-something. Like, that's his whole life, everybody. That's his child.
That's like not counting the other four or five games I got know. That I farmed.
We love Pokemon. But so we got Incineroar, and if nobody has anything to say currently, explain why.
Oh.
What's the coolest part, besides being a Pokemon?
My favorite type of Pokemon are the dark types. And I just think they're so interesting. They're so intricate in design and everything. They're so hard to use in battle because they're really, really weak unless you predict every move your opponent's going to make. Hard reads. And out of all the starter Pokemon, only two have dark typing as a secondary typing. Greninja and Incineroar. And I just thought it was poetic justice to get them both in there.
That's right, because Greninja is a character in the game, as to just to rhyme folks who don't know. Greninja's like a little frog thing. Anyway, other thoughts on the new characters coming in? Glitterod, Daddy J, Frosty. Middleman might not have as big of an opinion because he don't really play that game.
Let's talk about Madden.
We could talk about Trubisky's rating went up in the updates because the Bears are good now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Middleman is from Northern Chicago. He's a big fan of Chicago Bears football.
That must have been hard.
It was rough, but it finally paid off. So
did it?
God bless Matt Forte. Mm.
We're not humiliating, you know. It's a good thing to take pride in.
You got the baseline.
So what other Glitterod? You've probably had a decent amount of time to think about it. So what you got?
Yeah. So I love animal. I love Animal Crossing, one of my most favorite Nintendo series. So Isabelle, she's cute.
That's right, Isabelle is in the game.
She seems very similar to like Villager, but I think it'll be fun playing as her. Other than her, though, Ridley, mm-hmm. like so long people have like wanted him in the game, but there was like excuses like, oh, he's gonna be too big for the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no real way that they can incorporate that. So now like actually having him in the game is gonna be really cool. Also, just the Samus and Metroid Samus and the whole Metroid universe hasn't been like explored very much, and there's not much representation from there. So it's like really cool that now they're bringing in like the main baddie that kind of counters Samus.
Thank you for you. That was much more in depth than anybody in here so far, but mainly because Gonzalo went more in depth about the Pokemon side than the Smash side. But we understand if you're a fanboy for a specific thing. I mean, if anything, Earthbound would come, then it would be my automatic, you know, favorite thing. But they're not going to add any more Earthbound.
Porky.
I wish Porky was in the game. Anyway, Porky's annoying. Porky's annoying in the game. Frosty, what's your thoughts?
Honestly, like, I'm most excited for, like, the first character that comes to mind is just Kirby, because Kirby is a video game character I grew up my whole childhood, and I just consider Kirby to be, like, the underdog of the Super Smash games, because, like, for example, in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Kirby had such a big role in the storyline. Like, my favorite scene was when...
He'll also have a huge role in the new storyline.
I know, like, they always just, even, like, I haven't seen any, like... any new Kirby games come up, but...
This is a new game for the Switch.
Yeah.
What's it called? Friend?
Kirby Allies?
Allies, yeah. Kirby Allies.
Like, I just love how they just, like, Super Smash Bros., they take this cute little puffball and make him, like, the sole hero in the storyline.
I mean, so, if you did not know, Sakurai actually invented... Sakurai's a developer of... the main director of developing... Smash Brothers, but he also created Kirby when he was 19.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So he actually has a bias. He's also wanted to make Waddle Dee into a character, but then he realized like he's a very minor character, and that's just showing my bias because I really like Kirby because I created these when I was like 20 or 19. But yeah, Sakurai's been making fantastic. Like those early Kirby platformers are fantastic.
Kirby Air Ride.
That was way past Sakurai's time. That's when the game started plummeting. So even though Air Ride is a very good game, but the actual main Kirby titles were not doing as well. They became more cute and fun rather than like Dream an World. Actual competitive like.
That was hard. Like that was it actually took a lot of time to pass.
Wait, what?
Kirby stuck in Dream World.
Dream World, yeah. I think he also developed that one, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, because it's Super Nintendo.
That was hard.
He developed the difficult ones, but now they're like you know games you want to relax to more or less.
Really games for your kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm still a kid, but anyway, I love Kirby.
Can I give a quick shout out, real quick?
Yeah, we're gonna. Middleman has a shout out. What we got?
Oh, can I say their real names? Is that like a?
No, give them nicknames.
All right. Shout out Silos, Sancho, and Seabass.
Dang, how do you get that name, Sancho? That's not a good nickname.
This is me, Sancho.
This is me, Sanchito, mira.
Oh my god.
For those of you who don't know what a Sancho is, it's a person that cheats with your significant others when Sancho, like they cheat in relationships. That's what Sancho means. And yeah, anyway, in the background we have the Super Mario World ending theme playing because that is my favorite video game. I had Earthbound playing earlier. Enjoy your stay from the hotels, but we'll be continuing to some music right now. Thank you so far for tuning in. We love you listening to us, and I hope you love us listening to whatever we do. Thank you.
Game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, right? Before you move.
Toon style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shit.
shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. Weak MCs approach with slang that's dead. Them eyes are running to the wall and bang your head. I push a force or force you doubting. I'm making devils cower to the Caucasus Mountain.
When I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum, and the alley I'm from is coming through with enough niggas, enough guns. So if you wanna come sweating, stressing, contesting, you got your soft swords at the midsection. Don't talk the talk if you can't walk the walk. Phony niggas that outline the chalk. I'm mad vexed, it's what the projects made me. Rebel to the grain, there's no way to barricade me. Steamrolling niggas like an 18 wheeler. What the drunk driver driving, there's no surviving.
Rough like Timberland, where? Yeah, me and the clan and yo, the Land Cruisers out there. Peace to all the crooks, all the niggas with bad looks. Warhead braids, blows his hook. We've had context, nigga play the max. Black axe, drug dealing styles with fat stacks. Only been a good nigga for a minute though, cause I got to get my props and win it, yo. I got beef with commercial ass niggas with gold teeth, camping in a Lexus seat and beef. Straight up and down, don't even bother. I got 40 niggas up in here now who kill niggas for me.
My beepers, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My beepers, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting caps on the block with the gap. Here I go, deep tight flow. Jack, you stole, can never get this. No, I'm Terry Bomb and shit. Boom, that's warming up a little bit. Rapping in is what's happening. Keep the pockets stacking in, hands clapping in. At the party when I move my body, gotta get up and be somebody. Grab the microphone, put strength to the bone. Dan, 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 into the Wu-Tang zone. Showing up when I rock that stuff. Huff, huff, I'm gonna catch up. Rough, tough, rough, kicking rhymes like Jim Kelly or Alex Kelly. I'm a beat a belly rhymes, coming raw style, hardcore. Niggas be coming to the hip-hop store. Coming to buy grocery from me. Turn to be a hip-hop MC. The law, in order to enter the Wu-Tang, you must bring the old dirty bastard type slang. Represent the Jizza, Abbott, Ruzza, Shaquan, inspect the deck. Dirty hoe getting low with his flow. Introduced in the ghost face killer. I never could get it live. My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gap.
Speaking of the devil's sight, know it's the guard, get your shit right. Mega trife, and yo, I killed you in a past life. On the mic while you was kicking that fast shit. You and Nick tried to get it, got blasted. Half-mastered ass style, mad rough jazz. When I struck, I had on Tim's in the black mask. Remember that shit? I know you don't remember Jack. That night, yo, I was sitting like a spike bat. And then you thought I was bugged out and crazy. Strapped for nonsense, after me became lazy. Yo, nobody budged while I shot slugs. Never shot ducks, I'm running with ducks that flood mugs. So grab your 8 plus 1, start flipping. And tripping, niggas is jetting, I'm licking off, son.
Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang.
Homicide's illegal and death is a penalty. One justifies the homicide when he dies in his own iniquity. It's the master of the mantis rapture coming at ya. We have an APB on an MC killer. Looks like the work of a master. Evidence indicates that his stature merciless like a terrorist, hard to capture. The flow changes like a chameleon, blends like a friend and stabs you like a dagger. This technique attacks the immune system, disguised like a lie, paralyzing the victim. You scream as it enters your bloodstream, erupts your brain from the pain these thoughts contain. Moving on a nigga with the speed of a centipede and ninja, any motherfucking contender.
My peoples, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, killer bees on attack. My peoples, are you with me where you at? Smoking meth, hitting cats on the block with the gas.
As we know, Wu-Tang is for the children, and we are back, the children. So for everybody, we thought of a new thing to talk about, because we might be interesting. Summer jobs, because we all have had our fair share of summer jobs as being in the lower side of the socioeconomic ladder, if we're being fair. And they might not be the best summer jobs, but they're summer jobs nonetheless. They get the bread. Now, who wants to start? Who thinks they have the best summer job thing to share?
Oh, that would be Frosty.
Frost. All right, Frosty.
That would definitely be Frosty.
All right, Frosty. I'm not sure what this means, but you go ahead.
Wow, just adding me. I feel so spoiled. Essentially, all my summer jobs have just been working at research labs, and I just really love it because it's just like I'm a science nerd. I love science, but also I don't really like interacting with people. So the research labs for me where I can do science and just be away from people, and it's just be it's just been a very humbling experience to be around extraordinary minds and being part of moving science forward. Wow, that sounded so awkward.
It was a bit awkward, but it's okay. Bio's not a science. Now we're going to Glitterod. What was your best summer experience?
What I just
hear? So I worked like some summer jobs in the past, especially like after coming to college, just because money's tight. I'd say this summer I was just working like part time in a lab, also part time in the library, and yeah, not really exciting stuff. Just kind of like honestly watched a lot of Netflix, sitting in the back room, waiting for things to come in because I was like in the mail room. When I came to the lab, it was like slightly more interesting, but still just doing a lot of the low end grunt work that they needed done. Regardless, I kind of got to know some people through both jobs. One of them I'm actually still working like right now during the semester, and since they know me pretty well, they can like kind of set my hours and I can kind of like have some leeway. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, so you have, like, flexible hours at that current place?
Yeah.
It's not too hard for the middle of the semester?
Yeah, no. Like, I, like, started off doing, like, 10 hours a week, which was way too much
for
me.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, so I was, like, I dropped, like, 3 hours, and even then, like, I've been able to, like, plan out for next semester and making sure, like, I can get, like, enough hours, so we're all good.
Sweet. Well, at least we know he's getting paid, so hit up anybody looking for a sugar daddy. Now we're going down to middleman. We're going to have to move some mics around so we can, we're a full house. Go ahead.
All right, so I feel like I talk about it too much, but I did an internship. It was like local politics, and it was just like event planning and whatnot.
At the Windy City.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool because you got to see like part of what I did was just like community events and stuff like that, so giving people like something to do with their free time and like, you know, something positive in the community. Yeah, that was it.
So what was like your daily like routine though? Like, I don't know how those type of things work.
Alright, so I walk in, right?
Alright, you walk in.
I walk in and I see this desk, and there's a computer on that desk, and I email people, and that's basically it. I get connections and I like look for people who want to donate stuff to these like events and whatnot, and that's like my whole day. Or like flyer, like basic stuff like designing flyers and whatnot, just like really like simple tasks that like still are like a huge part of like community event planning and whatnot.
Nice. You heard it here first on Clefsa's what's it called, Yam Session? Yeah, on air. Yam Session on air. And that was your future defense attorney speaking, middleman. We'll be going down to Leo, to talk about his. His is rather interesting because it involves politics, kind of. Because he's at the. Well, you explain.
Okay. I worked a couple summer jobs. I usually do. The main one was security, and for the place I worked at was a checkpoint where we would just look at trucks coming in and out of, I guess, the states. Mm-hmm. And for my entire time there, all I would have
to... Wait, where were you located? You didn't...
Oh, El Paso, Texas?
Right, so you're right there at the...
I'm right at the border.
That's what he means by coming in and out.
Absolutely. if you were to Google Earth El Paso, and you would see a giant dot of a city with a line going through it.
And the highway follows the border. It's kind of weird. I've been on it.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd.
It's really close.
It is. You look to the right, it's Mexico. You look to the left, it's United States, El Paso, Texas. But continuing...
So my entire thing was just making sure that whenever there was a delivery or a pickup or anything of materials, the truck would have to go cross the border and do its business before it would come back. It was illegal for it to go off and go straight back into the United States. And yeah, it was just easy grunt security work, but it was pretty interesting because I was just dealing with transportation from one nation to the other, even though it was a couple feet, you know? It's pretty surreal if I start thinking about it too hard. The other thing was I did a little bit of landscaping. I helped an uncle of mine lay down a patio, and I got heat stroke for the first time. I didn't know what it was. I thought someone cursed me or something, gave me the evil eye. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
A little bit too dizzy, or how does it work?
I was just leveling up the yard with a shovel when all of a sudden I feel, you know what? I think I need water. I go drink water. I'm still thirsty. Why am I still thirsty? Oh, wow. Why is my head hurting? You know what? I'm just going to lie down for a bit. Just drink some water. And then I wake up and my eyes feel like they're on fire.
Oh.
Yeah, and...
That's unfortunate.
It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Because water doesn't have the electrolytes needed to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Dang, El Paso, yeah, they don't have Gatorade. It's only water. It's a dry tan.
In state.
So we're going to go down to Daddy J.
Hey there. Okay, so I would say that I have to go back to one of the summers in which I actually worked at a meat shop. And it was about 7-8 hours a day, basically 9 to 5, kind of just like stacking up meat, serving people, and kind of like cutting up stuff. And like, you get sick and tired of it, honestly. Like, after 8 hours, like, the smell of meat just, it's disgusting.
I could imagine. I mean, I bet some people turn vegan.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Although, I will say that it wasn't so bad, just because learning that, like, the 9-to-5 job, like, as tiring as it can be sometimes, like, you go home at the end of the day and you don't have to worry about, like, work. And you kind of just get to relax, and it's really all up to you on what you want to, like, spend your life doing, like, in the hours you're, like, not working or going to sleep.
Yeah, thank you for your input. On the topic of veganism, whoever wants to become vegan or vegetarian should live in SoCal, because even the hood got veggie patties, everybody. It's a miracle. I can't be lying. They also got like shellfish substitutes, and they have everything in the, like, a fried cauliflower to be fried chicken wings and so forth. But I guess I'll talk about my summer experience. Even though I'm your host and you guys don't really need to know much about me, but I had my experience in University of Chicago, doing physics research.
What a scholar.
I don't know how I got it, given my GPA, but, God bless the University of Chicago for letting me, partake in said, experience. It was interesting. I got to work, in a lab with many, many people, and I was, doing a lot of, Internet of Things, which is like a bunch of little robots connected together. It's not utterly too interesting, but I did cool things at the University of Chicago, and I feel accomplished. A very good physics school. Oh, I studied physics, by the way. That's what I did over there, physics research.